Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Episode 6. Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Estamos de vuelta con otro episodio para vosotros. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Carmen.
¿Y qué tal, Carmen?
Pues la verdad es que muy bien. He estado de vacaciones unos días en la playa, con buen tiempo.
¿En Escocia?
No. En Escocia no, Marc. He estado en la costa alicantina.
Ah, muy bien.
¿Has visitado alguna vez esta parte de España?
Sí, conozco Alicante, pero además de eso, conozco más bien el Mar Menor, que está un poco más al norte, ¿no?
Está al sur.
Al sur.
Mar, okay. En vale. Murcia.
En Murcia, vale, pero lo siento.
No pasa nada, clase de geografía.
Sí, cierto. Pues yo también he viajado un poquito durante las vacaciones.
Sí, ¿dónde has estado?
Bueno, he estado en Estados Unidos, de viaje de negocios, bueno, para una conferencia.
Qué trabajador.
En Phoenix. Estuve en Phoenix, en Arizona. Muy bien. Y luego he vuelto a Escocia.
Sí.
Y luego, otra vez, he vuelto a Estados Unidos.
¿Otra vez?
Otra vez para
conferencia.
Otra conferencia, esta vez en Las Vegas.
Muy bien, muy interesante.
Bueno, esta vez tenemos otro texto, otro capítulo de nuestra historia, de Rory y de María.
Bien.
Y esta semana vamos a leer el diario de María.
Muy bien, pues a ver qué nos cuenta hoy.
Vamos a por ello.
Querido diario, ayer por la noche estuve viendo una película de Alfred Hitchcock. En las sesiones de cine al aire libre de la catedral daban Vértigo, un clásico de suspense, cine negro y melodrama. Es una de mis películas favoritas, aunque mis amigos dicen que no es para tanto. La he visto unas 50 veces. A mí me parece una película genial en muchos aspectos. Ya sé que se hizo hace muchos años, la peli es del 58. Pero para mí no ha pasado de moda. Tiene una trama muy adictiva y utiliza unos recursos cinematográficos que todavía se utilizan en el cine actual. Y hablando de intrigas, hoy al mediodía me ha llamado Consuelo para invitarme a tomar café. Así que he ido al hotel. Rory estaba atendiendo a unos huéspedes, por eso no le he visto. La tía estaba un tanto enigmática, por decirlo de alguna manera. Todo ha empezado bien. Hemos pedido dos cortados y me ha dicho que Rory es un magnífico empleado y que está muy contenta de que todo nos vaya bien. Y entonces me ha dicho que él le recuerda un poco a su difunto marido. Y no es que se parezcan mucho físicamente. Me ha contado una historia de mi tío que yo no conocía. Resulta que, antes de que yo naciera, mi tío era un apasionado de la pesca y del buceo a pulmón. Sí, sí, del buceo a pulmón. Sabía que antes de ser propietario de un hotel, mi tío había sido pescador, pero no tenía ni la más mínima idea de que había sido un buceador famoso en la década de los 60. Cuando tenía 12 años, aprendió a pescar con un pequeño arpón en Can Picafort, la zona norte de la isla. A partir de ahí, aprendió a bucear como un pez. Aguantaba 5 minutos bajo el agua sin sacar la cabeza para respirar. Se convirtió en uno de los mejores buceadores de Mallorca de pesca submarina. Se hizo muy popular e incluso le dieron algún trofeo. Lo raro de todo esto es que mi abuelo era el buceador de la familia. Nunca había oído nada sobre mi tío. Supongo que mi abuelo le enseñó. ¡Qué extraño! Ya le preguntaré a mi padre algún día. En cualquier caso, se lo explicaré a Rory. Seguro que le hará ilusión saber que en mi familia ha habido grandes buceadores, como mi tío y mi abuelo. Me voy a la cama. Un abrazo. María.
Oye, qué interesante, ¿no? La historia de hoy.
Sí, el hecho de que el tío de María también buceaba.
El marido de Consuelo.
Sí.
Fíjate, una familia de buceadores, diría
exacto,
yo.
Exacto.
Bueno, ¿y qué te parece si nos cuentas un poquito en inglés de qué va el texto de hoy?
Perfecto. So what we're going to do now is talk a little in English about this text to help everyone understand the text. After that, we will go through the text in great detail. So as we've already mentioned, this is a diary entry from Maria, and she begins by talking about a film of Alfred Hitchcock, an Alfred Hitchcock film. She was watching an Alfred Hitchcock film, and she's very into cinema, so she talks a little about the fact that they were putting on this film in the open-air cinema at the cathedral. It was the film Vertigo, a suspense classic from Alfred Hitchcock. She says it's one of her favourite films, although her friends don't think it's that great. She herself has seen it about 50 times. She thinks it's a fantastic film in many ways. She realises that it was made many years ago, but for her, it hasn't lost its appeal. And in Vertigo, there certainly is a lot of intrigue. In fact, intrigue is something that Maria has experienced in another way today, because Consuelo has called her and she invited her to go for a coffee to the hotel. Rory was busy with guests and so she didn't see him. But Consuelo was a little bit mysterious.
La tía estaba un tanto enigmática.
Enigmática, enigmatic, mysterious. So she was a little mysterious. And everything started off well. They ordered coffees and she was telling her that Rory is a fantastic employee and that she's very happy with everything that he is doing. But then she started to talk a little about her husband who's passed away. In fact, Rory reminds Consuelo of her husband, not physically as such, but certainly there is something that makes her think about her husband. Consuelo started telling Maria a very interesting story, a story that she didn't know.
Me ha contado una historia de mi tío que yo no conocía.
It turns out that before Maria was born, her uncle, Consuelo's husband, was absolutely obsessed with fishing and deep sea diving a pulmón.
Buceo a pulmón,
yes,
sí.
Yes, so that would be diving without any tanks.
Sí.
Free diving, is that what we call it in English?
Free diving?
I think so.
You tell me. You're the native.
Anyway, it's diving without any oxygen, mm-hmm. without any air tanks. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. So, Maria knew that her uncle was a fisherman, that he fished, but she didn't have any idea that he had been, in fact, a famous diver in the 60s. When he was 12 years old, he learned to fish with a little harpoon in Canbigafort, which is an area in the north of the island, and then he learned to dive like a fish, she says.
A partir de ahí, aprendió a bucear como un pez.
And it seems that he was able to stay under the water for 5 minutes without coming up for air. He became one of the most famous divers of Mallorca for submarine fishing. So he was very popular, and he even won some prizes. But Maria can't quite believe the coincidence. Here's Rory, who loves diving, and it turns out that Consuelo's husband also loved diving. Maria assumes that his father taught him how to do it, so that would be her grandfather.
Supongo que mi abuelo le enseñó.
So she's going to ask her father someday, because perhaps he also learned. Anyway, she's going to explain this whole story to Rory, who will undoubtedly be very pleased to hear that in her family there have been some famous divers like her uncle and indeed her grandfather. And with that, she heads to bed. Some interesting revelations in this episode indeed.
Yes, very interesting.
Let's just go back and look at that one phrase just at the end of this text. She says, anyway, I'll explain it to Rory. He's bound to be really chuffed or really pleased to know that in my family there have been great divers. Now, in Spanish, the expression here is, let's hear the whole sentence.
Seguro que le hará ilusión saber que en mi familia ha habido grandes buceadores.
So, seguro que le hará ilusión. So, sure that to him it will do illusion to know that in my family there have been great divers. Now, that's obviously a very bad translation there.
It is.
But we understand what it means. Seguro que le hará ilusión. This comes from the construction hacer ilusión a alguien.
Sí.
And in its very basic form, we could say that he will surely be pleased.
Exactly.
That something is the case.
Yeah. Or that he will be very happy to know about this story.
Yeah.
So it's another way of saying this.
Exactly. So hacer ilusión a alguien. Let's break it down and look at it in a different example. How would we say, for example, I am very happy to know that he is coming?
Me hace mucha ilusión saber que viene. Okay. O que él viene in this case.
Let's think about that again. So let's hear that again. I am very happy, or I'm very chuffed. Perhaps we could use chuffed to be chuffed. I don't know whether that's a Scottish word. To be chuffed? I don't know.
We'll take that, don't worry.
Okay. So I am very chuffed to know that he is coming.
Me hace mucha ilusión saber que él viene.
So to me, it does much illusion, which is the bad translation, but we know what it means. To me, it does much illusion to know that he is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Saber Perfecto. Que él viene.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might be thinking there are two subjects. What's going on here? But there is no subjunctive here because we've used the verb to know in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Me hace mucha ilusión saber que él viene. But
pero.
For example, pero, if we were to say, I am very chuffed or I'm very pleased that he is coming.
We can use the subjunctive here, Mark.
Of course, that's a different situation. Me hace mucha ilusión que venga, que él venga.
Muy bien, perfecto.
So in that situation, we are using a subjunctive because we do have that change of subject. In the first example, it wasn't really a change of subject because it's me who is doing the knowing.
Uh-huh.
I'm very pleased to know that
he's coming.
And there's no doubt there because I know he's coming. But in the second example, I'm very pleased that he is coming. I'm passing judgment. A change of subject. I am very happy that he is coming. Let's have one more example.
Me hace mucha ilusión visitar Mallorca este verano.
¡Qué curiosidad! ¡Qué casualidad!
¡Qué casualidad! Sí,
sí. En mallorquín. Ok, so, me hace mucha ilusión visitar Mallorca este verano. I am very chuffed to be visiting Mallorca this summer. Straightforward example, me hace ilusión plus an infinitive. And if we were changing this a little and using the situation where I lived in Mallorca and Carmen was coming to visit me,
sí.
What would I say there? I am very chuffed that you are visiting me in Mallorca. Let's let our listeners think about that a little. So, Carmen, what would I say in this situation?
Me hace mucha ilusión que me visites este verano en Mallorca.
So, me visites from the verb visitar, so it is a subjunctive. Me hace mucha ilusión que me visites en Mallorca este verano.
Muy bien, Mark.
Perfecto. Well, at this point, we are going to say adiós y muchas gracias to our listeners who are listening to the preview episode of this particular episode. And we are going to now continue with the whole episode and discuss it in great detail. And of course, if you would like to have access to that full episode, you can head over to coffeebreakspanishseason4.com, where you can find out all the information about getting access to our transcripts and our bonus materials.
Nos vemos muy pronto, amigos.
Muchas gracias. Adiós. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author Elizabeth Gilbert about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.